house today. B-Cam is in for John. John's having some voice stuff, which I'm surprised doesn't happen more often. You know, I actually had a not. There was a point at which they didn't know if I was going to be able to keep broadcasting because I got a nodule on my vocal cords and they had to do surgery. They didn't know what I was going to sound like afterwards. I had to relearn to speak. Serious stuff.
No, that is really serious.
Yeah. Can you imagine what a loss? What a tragic loss that would be.
For America.
For America.
Just
for
the
America.
Los Angeles community, for everyone.
So, by the way, a lie of the day. Did I tell the lie? I don't know. Did I?
No.
I don't know. Did I?
If you did, I have two guesses.
Two guesses.
Yeah, I have two.
Do you have any guesses, B-Cam?
No.
No. Not been taking notes?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
We take notes around here.
If you think you know the lie of the day, and maybe I haven't told it yet, have I? We'll do it at 3:30 today.
Operator.
It is Million Dollar Monday.
Actually, you know what? I do think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Million Dollar Monday. It's a pair of tickets to see Rams Niners. It's a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. And it's a chance to win $1 million if you can name the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. This is our final Million Dollar Monday. Today. So only two more chances, one with us and then once with Sedano and Cap. So my fantasy, yeah, thank you. We're just throwing out songs. It's a great song. This is a great record right here.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love, is it Sade or Sade? I always heard it was Sade.
Sade.
It's not Sade, I can tell you that. It is not Sade.
Okay, I tried.
Yeah. So.
I figure if it could be Urias, it could also be Sade.
Sade. Sade.
Okay.
And it's pronounced Florida.
Florida. Yes.
Not Florida.
So I wanted to bring this up because it's of major concern to me. And that is that I made a wager that I would not finish last place in our Hollywood Football League. And if I did, I would shave off an eyebrow. I felt very confident at the start of the year. Do you know how I picked this team? It's a little known fact. Here's how I picked the team. So I took Matthew Berry's love-hate column for the year. And I only drafted players that he said love. And this is where I am, 4-7, in dead last place by myself.
4-7 puts you in dead last.
Puts me dead last,
wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 4-8.
That's much worse.
Yeah, much worse. 4-8. And I had a great day yesterday. I noticed at the last minute Jalen Hurts was going to play, so I managed to make the switch to the legendary Taylor Heinicke, and he got me a couple of points anyway. But I am down 72-68. Everybody has played except Nick Folk, the kicker, for tonight.
Now, how do you get points in this league? This is obviously a very low-scoring league. So
yeah.
What does your kicker get you?
Kicker gets 3 points.
Okay, so, yeah, like 3 points for a field goal.
1 point for an extra. So what I need is
does he get 4 points for a
40-yard
field goal?
You do. You do. Longer field goals, you get more points.
Wait, so are you against Nick Folk?
I'm against Nick Folk.
Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, there's no way I can win that, right? Nick Folk is going to kick something tonight.
I mean, you would think.
You know what's going to happen, Brian? One brow man.
What a stupid bet.
It really was.
What a stupid exercise. This entire fantasy football thing, I think I'm done with it.
When you agreed to do this, did you do any research on how long it takes for eyebrows to grow back?
Does anybody know how long it takes for an eyebrow to grow back?
Weeks.
3 months. No, not
weeks.
3 months.
Yes,
3 months.
It is. 4 months. 4 months.
Weeks. Wait a minute. It's getting longer. He said weeks. You said three
months.
What
are months made up of, Steve?
Weeks.
4 months?
4 months.
How many? How
Especially
long?
Those
how long does it
bushy,
take
owl-like
I do have,
creatures that you've got
I do have
above
me some
your...
good brows.
Hey, according to Google here, if you smoke, it takes about 5 to 6 months because of the effects of Burayesca.
No, not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, I don't know how I'm doing so bad, because I'm kicking ass in our fantasy basketball league. You got to admit that.
No, you're doing very well. Last place Mace is in second place.
Is in second
and
place.
I think has a good chance actually to win.
According to health.clevelandclinic.org.
They're reputable.
Give it at least 2 to 3 months to see hair growth. The hair growth cycle for eyebrows is between 3 and 4 months. So you need enough time for the hair to respond to your changes.
Oh, God.
Come on, last place.
One brow.
One brow, man.
You got to like, basic research, man, before
Boo
you
Nick
agree to stuff
Folk.
Like this.
Nick Folk.
Who did you draft that your team is so bad?
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the number one pick in the draft. I never want the number one pick
no,
in the draft
you don't
again.
Want that.
Never.
No.
It's too much. Derrick Henry went number two. He's hurt.
But it's also, too, it's like your team is so dependent on that one guy. Like, if you draft eighth in a 12-team league and if your number one pick is but like you're getting that second pick pretty
close. I'd rather
close.
Get two in the snake.
Right.
As opposed to getting the one. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to get the one again.
Yeah. Oh, that's how you guys do it?
Yeah.
Who else did you draft?
Who else did I draft?
Christian McCaffrey alone does not explain 4-8 and one eyebrow.
Jalen Hurts is my quarterback.
That's good.
He's been
good.
He's been really good.
Right.
Terry McLaurin, George Kittle.
He's been good. He was hurt a lot.
Yeah, George Kittle was hurt a lot. A.J. Brown's on injured
He's been hurt
reserve.
All year.
Yeah, I mean,
on a team. Yeah.
It's
not a bad team.
Not,
seemed like a good idea at the time.
Not a terrible team.
That
I
seemed
it was okay.
like a team where you could wager an eyebrow. There's no.
I mean, what are the odds of finishing last again? I finished last four of the last
league?
5 years. They're 12.
Apparently 1-12
or 4-5. I thought this would be my lucky year.
Oh, no.
And I don't think it's over yet.
The year of the mace.
I'm not giving up. We still have 5 weeks left in this NFL season.
But they're not all fantasy league. Or do you guys you don't have a playoffs?
We don't have a playoffs.
So you got a chance. Who's next to you?
Somebody's 5-7.
So you got a chance.
7, yeah.
Bergman, what happens if he doesn't finish last? Do you have to shave an eyebrow?
No, nothing.
No, there's nothing
it's
at
just,
stake here.
Yeah, it's just
I just guaranteed I would not finish last. And I was so sure of myself, I said I'll shave an eyebrow off if...
Yeah.
And now...
Hubris.
Definitely comes before this fall.
What they call that.
So I want to throw this at you, because it's an evergreen debate. Kevin Durant, who's a regular on social media, loves being on social media, is constantly tweeting, and then he's got burner accounts that are tweeting in his favor and all that stuff. So Kevin Durant tweeted this last week. I'm about to pull my y'all broke card in a second. F y'all. Somebody tweeted back, classy post. Remember, kids that look up to you read this. Kevin Durant responds, I am not a role model. So this is the old Barkley thing.
Right.
Are you not a role model whether you want to be or not?
Yes. And
Kevin Durant
KD knows this.
Should be.
Right. Like, should Kevin Durant be raising your children?
No.
Should Kevin Durant be modeling generally good behavior? I'm sure he does lots of nice things.
I'm sure he does nice things. He's got foundations and stuff
right.
like
and,
that.
You know, and yeah. you shouldn't have your 12-year-old shouldn't be all over Twitter anyway. Your 9-year-old, your 8-year-old,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, how old are your kids?
My kids are 9, 12, and 3.
Oh, so when will the 12-year-old be allowed on Twitter?
I mean, I'm sure he could find it now. I'm fortunate he doesn't have a whole lot of interest in that kind of stuff. But, you know, they're on YouTube. They're pretty good. But, like, you want to...
They have a phone?
No.
At 12, no phone.
Many of his friends do.
Yeah.
He does not, mostly because he would lose it in 30 seconds.
Oh, he would just lose the phone.
He would lose the phone. Hmm. He loses everything.
Hmm.
And so he knows, like, I don't want to have that because if I lose it, I'm going to be in trouble.
Right.
And he's correct. He doesn't have a phone. He doesn't really need one, but it's, as a parent, you kind of want to introduce them to this stuff so they can learn how to use it responsibly. But, like, he is not a role model in the sense of like you as a parent should be looking to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, but at the same time.
But he should know that what he does, how he speaks, the things he does has an impact on young people.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's an interesting question what age you should allow your kids on Twitter.
Oh, never.
Never.
Shouldn't allow adults on Twitter.
Bergman, you have a daughter. How old is your daughter?
She's 10, and no, she's not allowed on Twitter.
But there has to be an age at which, like, my taste 3.
She's not on Twitter.
I know what she would say if she was on Twitter, though. Yes. Plus.
Don't make a lot.
Don't vote for don't Lara. Vote.
She hits those T's beautifully.
Two tweets. Actually, I want to know from 877-710-ESPN, what are you doing? Open your microphone and tell me what you're doing.
Because we're about to have the lie of the day, so I don't want to have to get rid of people. I don't want to hang up on people. You don't take all of the phone calls.
Take some.
So then I'm going to tell everybody else to get off when we're going to take 10 calls, and you're going to take two, and I'm going to tell eight
people
to go away.
Let me just take this call. Ready? 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Nothing. How you doing?
Good.
Man?
Who is this?
This is Dell.
Hey, Dell. What's up?
Nothing, brother. I'm just calling to let you know that the Cardinals are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, Dell, I'm so disappointed that I took this call of all calls. Are you a Cardinals fan?
I have been since the early 70s. So, I mean, I think this year is definitely our year. We're looking tough. Actually, Green Bay, they should have lost that game.
I agree.
But even though, this is going to be a year where, they've really got a really good chance this year.
Okay, Dell, question for you. I grew up in St. Louis, so I was a Cardinals fan in the 80s. Does that make you more legitimate as a fan than I am since you've been one since the 70s?
Well, no. I would definitely, if you're a Cardinals fan up
okay,
to this
good.
Day, you'll
be an elusive group. I just wanted to know.
Hey, Dell, look, I love hearing from you, but I want to hear from you next Tuesday after the Rams kick the snot out of the Cardinals.
Yeah!
Okay?
If Mason, if they lose that game, Mason will shave both eyebrows. And they'll invite you in to do it. Dell in the studio to take off that other eyebrow.
Thanks, Dell. See what happens when we just randomly take calls?
Yeah, the phone is crackly and they're not ready.
No, that was.
I thought it was actually pretty good. I like that. That was fun.
You like the crackly phone?
It was I'm okay with the crackly
spectacular
phone.
Spectacular.
It was a fun phone call.
Yeah. Hey, you're on 710. Who is this?
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. So what are you calling about?
The lie of the day.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. There you go. That's what Bergman was waiting on. Somebody calling for the lie of the day.
Yeah.
We will do lie of the day. Have I told the lie? I don't know. Don't have me. I?
Yeah, you have.
Jorge thinks he knows it?
I think yeah. I have two different ones.
Two different possibilities.
I gotta say, this new phone system is fantastic.
Isn't it great?
It's got all kinds of symbols. And
it's Million Dollar Monday, so that means at 3:30 we're giving away a pair of tickets.
Learn how to use this.
To Rams-Niners, which could be a really important game at SoFi Stadium.
That means don't take that call right there.
We're giving away a Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
No, it's very a Ghostbusters valuable. Sign over it. No, don't take that one.
And a shot at $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. So that's coming up for you at 3:30. Mason, Ireland. B-Cam is in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
That's weird to me.
I would love to do something, because Jimmy, I've known for a long time. Bergman, we should ask Jimmy onto the show. I'm sure he'll come on to promote the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl, right?
I can try, sure.
Yeah, ask him. So, here's a little known fact. When I first went to 1027 WNEW in New York, they wanted to pair me with Jimmy Kimmel.
Huh.
Jimmy Kimmel turned the job down. I took it. The rest is history.
He really dodged a bullet there, didn't he?
He really did dodge a bullet by not taking that job with me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I go way back with Jimmy. Yeah, and he's got his own bowl game now.
What do you got?
Got a... There you go. Thank you. I got that.
It got to me.
Oh, yeah, citizen of Jamaica. I mean, this is a lot.
Honorary citizen
honorary
of Jamaica.
Citizen. That's good enough.
Yeah, Jamaican citizenship. So... I wanted to bring this up because I thought it would be good with you here. Mm. They're doing a mini series of the Los Angeles Lakers. Have you heard about the miniseries?
I have.
Adam McKay is doing?
Yes.
Have you heard about the falling out between Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly and Adam McKay?
Yes.
So if you don't know this story, Adam McKay, who was partners with Will Ferrell for a long time.
Yeah,
and they produced a bunch of big stuff.
Great stuff. Right.
Technically, I think they're both producers on Succession.
Mm-hmm.
They're both producers on movies like The Big Short and stuff like that. So really good friends. Adam McKay, they did split up, right, into different production companies. And then Adam McKay apparently casted John C. Reilly as Dr. Jerry Buss, and Will Ferrell wanted the role.
No, Will Ferrell had the role, and he replaced him with John C. Reilly.
Oh, really? Just took him out of the role entirely?
My understanding is that he replaced Will Ferrell with John C. Reilly and didn't really tell Will Ferrell, and that was kind of the end of it. That is my understanding of that story.
Okay. The person McKay wanted for Buss was John C. Reilly.
My understanding is Will Ferrell had the role.
Oh, yeah, he pulled him from the role. Wow. He says Will Ferrell doesn't have the vibe of a Jerry Buss.
Right. He basically did to Will Ferrell what Kelly did to Notre Dame.
Just up and went. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things where I don't necessarily see either guy as Dr. Jerry Buss. Do you? Do you see Will Ferrell
more,
or John C.
Reilly?
More
John
Dr.
C. Reilly than Will Ferrell. But, I mean, I first of all, Will Ferrell's a huge Laker fan.
Yeah, gigantic Laker. And a fantastic guy.
Right. And I think he would kind of look at this as an opportunity to play a little bit against type.
Yes.
And so to show that he can do it. But part of his anger would be the question you're asking, doesn't John C. Reilly seem, or doesn't someone else seem better for that? You can make anybody look like anybody now.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can do that with makeup
right.
And whatever. I just saw that House of Gucci movie, and you would never know that was Jared Leto.
No.
In a million years.
No.
I mean, he's so made up. He's got a bald head and different chin. And
I mean,
all
to
that
my
stuff.
Understanding, Jared Leto probably walks around town like that. But, like, you know, that's sort of his jam.
It is his jam.
But,
yeah.
I think between being a huge Laker fan, between wanting maybe to play something against type like
yep.
that, and then also, I think, having the role and having it taken from him, that was the end of it. Will Ferrell's had a few relationships that end poorly, these sort of production relationships.
He is such a good guy.
Like, he broke up with, like, Chris Kattan.
Did he?
Yeah. Like, there are a few of these sort of things along the way.
Because when I was at the LAFC a couple of years ago and met Will Ferrell. I was the honorary Falconer guy. And Will Ferrell afterwards, I mean, it's like one of the highlights of my mom's life. Will Ferrell is down on the field with us at LAFC. And I introduced my mom to Will Ferrell. And Will Ferrell says, "I've heard you on the radio."
That's
my mom
so
was
cool.
so thrilled by
That's
that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he was such a nice guy. So it's hard to believe. But personal differences and professional differences, I guess, get in the way of things. I mean, I think that's the case with you and I. That's why you're finally back. We've buried the hatchet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have vowed never to mix business with our friendship.
With our friendship.
By
exactly.
choosing to not be friends.
Correct. We are not friends
as
we do this.
Business at
just
this
a business
point.
Relationship.
These 3 hours, business.
Business, and we don't speak to...
Nope.
By the way, it is true that when you came into the conference room and I was getting ready for the show...
Didn't talk to me.
We had no conversation
well,
at
didn't
all.
Well, he didn't talk, because I won't subject my computer to what you were doing.
I don't like talking to anybody
boom, 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 tap, 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 tap.
Herman, you can attest that. I don't like talking to anybody before the show.
No, you
That's
only
like
talking to me for
my
like a
time.
Minute.
That is me putting it all together in my head.
Not to be confused with the other 24 hours of the day.
Which is not my time.
Which is not Steve time, apparently.
Yeah.
24/7, 365.
He will
Steve
talk to
time.
You between 1 and 4 p.m.
1 and 4 p.m. Otherwise, don't want to have a conversation.
But every minute that you are walking the earth is Steve time.
Oh, it is.
in your
sure
mind.
It is. Sure it is. All right. So do you think you know the lie of the day?
I do.
I've told all kinds of stories today, said all kinds of stuff.
I think I know what it is.
One thing I completely made up. Now, if you know what it is, right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, lie of the daytime. It is Million Dollar Monday. That means you win a pair of tickets to see Rams-Niners last week of the season at SoFi Stadium. Go Rams.
Niners.
You get a vote for Jorge t-shirt. And you get a shot at $1 million by naming the two Super Bowl teams. And the final score right now, 877-710-ESPN. Only if you've been living or listening long enough to hear the lie. And then we got Game of Games coming up. Brian Kamenetsky with the chance to win. It is my game. Mason Ireland, B-Cam is in for John, 710-ESPN. So,
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lie of the daytime. This is our final $1 million Monday. It is the final time on Mason and Ireland that you have a chance to win $1 million.
$1 million is a tremendous amount of money.
Yes, it is. That's called FU money.
That's life-changing money.
Tom Snyder used to always say to me, that's FU money.
Is $1 million FU money anymore? I don't think it is.
For most people, it is.
I don't think
For average people, yeah.
And I think it's life-changing. I don't think it qualifies as FU.
Oh, no. I think it's FU money. I think it is.
I don't think so.
I think you can make that last.
If no, because a regular house is worth like $800,000 now, so it's like,
I mean, you buy a house.
Yeah, but you don't pay $800,000 for a house. You put a couple hundred down. And,
right. But that's what I'm saying. $1 million can just get you like a simple
It's life-changing. Yeah. I'm going to put a Twitter poll out on that. I don't think
you should.
I don't think that's life-changing. I don't think that's FU money.
Well, why are we taking away from this great opportunity for somebody
why does it have to win $1 million? It's got to be FU
You're
money?
You're detracting from the
it
$1 million.
It can't just be life-changing?
Yeah. That's why you're only doing one day, Brian.
Yeah, this is why you're demystifying all of our great events. This is Million Dollar Monday, chance to win $1 million. So I told a lie at some point today. You think you know?
I do.
Okay. Jorge?
Si.
You know the one?
Si.
Bergman, do you know the one?
I know a couple.
Okay. Let's pick a number from 1 to 10, B-Cam.
Six.
Number six.
Numero seis.
That is Brian in Santa Clarita. Brian, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here listening to you guys, loving every minute of it.
Cool, man. So what do you think the lie of the day is?
My guess, Mace, I think it's the Jimmy Kimmel story.
I am sorry. That is 100% true. Jimmy and I were almost paired at 102.7 WNEW in New York. I'm sure I've told that story before, right? I think so. Pick a number from 1 to 10, not including 6. B-Camp?
4.
4. Number 4 is Kevin in Compton. Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mason?
Everything's awesome. So what do you got? What's the lie of the day?
You know what? I know you're a true Rams fan, but I'm going to go with, I don't think you're that close with Jared Goff.
And that, my friend, is officially the lie of the day.
Yes!
Congratulations, man. Good job, Kevin. Good job.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's crazy, man. I'm a diehard Rams fan.
Nice. Me too, man. All right. So you got right off the bat, you got Rams-Niners tickets for the last game of the year at SoFi. Have you been to SoFi Stadium yet?
I was there yesterday, Mason.
Awesome, man. It's a beautiful place to watch a game. All right. So you also get a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. And now.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, what is your last name, Kevin?
Hernandez.
Kevin Hernandez from Compton. All right. Give me the two Super Bowl teams and the final score.
Rams, 28. Kansas City, 21.
The score, Rams, 28. Kansas City, 21. Kevin Hernandez in Compton. Kevin, good luck. I hope you win. By the way, if you're right, we're all going to be happy in Los Angeles because the Rams will be Super Bowl champions. Thank you very much for listening, man. We appreciate you.
Love you guys, man. Take it easy.
All right, cool. There is Kevin Hernandez. Yeah, that was the lie. Hey, I told so many different – when it's your chance to lie or your turn to lie, you have to tell a bunch of different stuff.
But the problem is I'm not sure – like, I have to keep track of the lies.
Did you know the lie?
I got it right, yes.
Yes, you did?
And my clue was that I felt like if you had Jared Goff's number
– Yes.
And that you guys actually texted, that you would not have stopped texting him. The idea that you had it, but no longer. First, I didn't buy that you had it, but then, but that you had it, but then stopped using it because now he's in Detroit.
He's in Detroit.
You don't
I
talk to
bad.
Him anymore.
Yeah.
You don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
No, I didn't buy that part.
Jorge, did you have it?
No, that was No, I didn't.
What did you think it was?
You playing pool with Michael Keaton.
No, I did play pool with Michael Keaton at Harvell's.
I totally buy that. Michael Keaton in a blues bar, sure.
Yeah,
I buy that.
Yeah, totally.
You heard that's very on brand for Michael Keaton.
Bergman, did you know the lie?
I was that one or the one that Jorge said, the pool one. I thought the pool one was a lie.
Yeah, the pool one was legit. That was a big night for me. I was young. That was like 1988.
Wow.
I was just out of Bowling Green.
He was at the height of his powers in 1988.
Oh, he was huge in 1988. Yeah. Keaton. Couldn't shoot stick, though. Beat him that night.
Nope.
Beat him
that
night.
He's got a few money.
Oh, yes, he does.
Or should.
Yes, he does. Batman money alone. So tomorrow night, we're not going to have you tomorrow. So tomorrow night, Lakers-Celtics. Tomorrow we expect will be either Ireland or Momo. Ireland's having some voice problems. What are you looking for out of the Lakers tomorrow night?
I would like to see them beat a decent team.
Yes.
Like it has not happened yet. So, like, you know, are they going to lean into going small?
Yep.
Because I think they got the, you know, Dwight over DJ is the right choice. If you're only going to play one big and Frank Vogel says we're only going to do one of these guys, I don't know if you can start him. I think that the Lakers at this point are getting off to really bad starts.
Yes.
They've replaced their third quarter problems with the first quarter problem. That doesn't, they're not good enough to climb out of holes. So go lean into the small thing. And
so start AD at
start
the five,
AD at the
right
five,
off
LeBron
the bat.
At four, and however you want to do it. I would bring THT off the bench, put Wayne Ellington in there.
Yeah, what a THT.
Really
I mean, after those first couple games, I was so now he doesn't play under control.
Some. I also think it's like he just maybe might be a little bit better off on the bench as a floor spacer when they don't need the floor spacing quite as
much.
But
don't you think
or
he's
use
just
other dudes?
He's pushing too hard to produce.
Those first three games, it would have been better if he maybe toned it down.
Right, because he totally lit it up.
Right.
Those first couple
he
of
set
games.
Expectations through the roof.
Right, right.
And, you know, he just passed his 82nd game as a pro.
Wow.
He's been in the league for 3 years. Right? He's 21.
21.
Just turned 21, just played his 82nd game, which means one full NBA season's worth of games. He's still very inexperienced. And they're asking him to do a lot of stuff. Frank Vogel wants him to guard the other team's best player. There's a lot going on there. And, you know, so I would start Ellington there with the big three and
Big three, Ellington.
And Malik Monk or Carmelo or something. But, like, you know, however, I would lean into this small thing. I'd bring Dwight off the bench.
Well, I want to see big three on the floor a whole bunch. That should be the focus of things.
Ultimately, this is going to work or not work based on whether or not those guys can play together on both sides.
So as much as those guys can play together, even if you think, we should stagger Westbrook and LeBron. No, I want to see them all out there together because they've got to develop that on-court connection.
Right, and
that
can AD be a fourth-quarter guy?
Right.
Like, AD, you know what, low-key, Russ, who got off a terrible start, has been fine. Like, Russ has been pretty good the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
he is not the issue. He's going to mean, like, the downsides of the trade, the downsides of a guy, that's not his fault. Like, you knew what you were getting when you brought him in, but his play has been what you would expect it to be. AD's got to be better.
Yep.
He got off to a great start. But he's got to be dominant in the fourth quarter. He's got to be a dominant player all the time.
Got to be a guy that takes over the game.
And LeBron's got to be what he was last year, at the very least.
Yep.
That's just where they are. And on both sides of the ball, those guys have to crank it up. And the Celtics would be a nice
here's the thing.
Way to do it.
You don't want to lose to the Clippers and Celtics back-to-back.
No.
That actually sucks. The idea of losing to those two teams back-to-back
sucks. At some point, like I know people say, I don't worry about it. I'm not going to look at the Lakers or pay attention until Christmas.
Till Christmas, and they're nothing till May.
No, I mean, like at some point, you have to start looking at what's in front of you and going, like, guys, this is a little worse. And not that it's over.
No.
LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook can solve a lot of problems if.
You know, it can still work. I mean, Ireland, the day the Russell Westbrook trade was made, Ireland said, we're winning the championship. And I said, I am waiting and I'm going to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
they could.
Which is true. And
it could work.
It's totally possible. I just don't see it yet. I haven't even seen. I mean, if you can make an argument that the second half of the second Sacramento game was a flash of what they could be, that's a very small sliver of what the season
against
has been so far.
Sacramento,
exactly.
Right. So, but, you know, they played a pretty good game against the Clippers.
Yep.
They played a pretty good game against Milwaukee. But they're not like. Go look at Utah's scoring margin.
Yep.
Go look at Phoenix's scoring margin. Golden State's scoring margin. Golden State, by the way, is going to get Klay Thompson back. You know, like, they're not done getting better. And it's just like, it's not that the Lakers can't win or won't win. It's that you at the very least have to recognize that the gap between where the Lakers are now
yep.
and where they have to get to be better than those teams.
Forget significant.
Brooklyn, Milwaukee, the Sixers
Golden
when
State,
they get healthy.
Phoenix.
Those Eastern Conference teams, just in the West.
Right.
You know, it's going to be hard for them to be better than a four seed.
Yeah.
Is that enough? Maybe. I don't know.
I think they feel very succeeded.
They gotta win some games to bring some joy back, though. Like part of the problem is
There's no fun. We remember the team in the bubble. They were celebrating each other. There was some connectivity. There was like, hey, we're all in this. Hey, we're having fun together. There's not that feeling. No. It's a grind, is what it feels like this year.
It was like part of what made like there's an alternate universe where you go back to 2020.
Yep.
And they hire Frank Vogel and they get off to a terrible start.
Yep.
Or last year they get off to a terrible start. It didn't happen in either season. They got off to really good starts in both seasons. Last year, obviously, everybody got hurt and went downhill and whatever, but they were 21-6. Like you saw, okay, it works. If we can just get everybody back on the court. The first year, everybody was waiting for Jason Kidd to stab Frank Vogel in the back.
That was a big deal.
Kidd was going to be the coach by Christmas, and they just hit the ground. They lost that opening night to the Clippers.
Yeah.
And they didn't lose again for like a month.
Correct.
And there, but like this, what we're seeing now is like what could have gone, like on Earth 2,
right?
In those seasons, is what it could have been.
Right.
And we haven't, and it's no fun. No fun.
Well, tune in for that tomorrow night here on 710 ESPN.
Tomorrow,
no fun.
It'll be fun when they beat up on those Celtics.
Beat up the Celtics, exactly. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Brian, have you played? I don't think you've been here ever for Game of Games.
Nope.
Today, we're going to play a round of Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. You get a chance to score. Bergman, you're on the board a couple of times in December. Jorge, you have yet to scratch, as Stu Lance would say. We will do Game of Games coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. And it is Game of Games time. And Brian Kamenetsky's here for John. He gets to play a game of games for the very first time. We do a game every day at this point, and we keep track of it. And whoever wins the most games during the month gets a $10,000 mythical money bonus.
Nice.
Ireland has won twice in December. Bergman has won once. Jorge, yet to scratch. Now you've got a chance to hit the board, BKM.
I know. I'm excited about this.
Okay. The game today is Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. As I've said before on the show, I enjoy writing Jeopardy. I enjoy writing it. So, BKM, Bergman, and Jorge, you're all going to play. I think this should be a pretty level playing field.
All right.
Number one, must answer in the form of a question.
Is your name your buzzer?
Name is your buzzer. Must answer in the form of a question. If you do not, you don't get the point. Okay? Somebody else can ring in. Number one, starring Will Ferrell, this movie features the line, "I'm going to come at you like a spider."
Greg. Oh, shoot. It's what is Talladega Nights?
Oh, yeah. Got it. I was about to buzz you out, but "I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey" is a line from Talladega Nights. "I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey."
Another
sounds
bad
like Brian Kelly.
It's not my favorite Will Ferrell movie.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Number two. Beginning December 25th, this is where the Lakers...
Greg? Crypto.com Arena? I didn't say the whole thing.
I'm going to say no, because you didn't phrase it as a question. Jorge?
What is Crypto.com Arena?
Yes, Jorge's on the board.
Gosh darn it.
Gracias.
It's twice I've done
phrase it as a question, my friend. Brian?
Yes.
You understand the game, right?
I do.
Okay. It's on TV a lot.
What is I do?
Number three. This iconic L.A. location was constructed in 1909, is on the water, and features a colorful Ferris wheel.
Greg, what is Santa Monica Pier?
What is Santa Monica Pier?
That
is correct.
Yes. Good job,
nice
Greg.
Going.
Thanks, BK.
Yeah, I will confirm the correct answer.
Number four. It's Bergman 2, Jorge 1, BK, I'm not there yet. Number four. This NFL quarterback has 8 vowels in his name.
Brian. Who is Tua Tagovailoa?
Yes, that is absolutely right. 8 fouls in his name and currently running the Miami Dolphins offense. And by the way, running it better.
He's 5 in a row.
He's coming into his own, yeah.
After losing 7 in a row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. If something rarely happens, it is said to happen once in a blue...
Greg.
Brian was there.
What is a moon?
What is a moon is correct. Once in a blue moon. It is BCAM 2, Bergman 2, Jorge 1, BCAM with the rally.
What is yes?
Number six, this redheaded singer's songs...
Brian.
Brian?
Who is Adele?
No, I'm sorry. Oh!
Okay. Try to jump okay. in.
Jorge.
Who is Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran
yes.
is
oh,
correct.
That was
yes.
what I was going to think. Oh, wow.
I was going to say, who Good is job. Canelo?
Song Shivers, Perfect, Bad Habits, and Shape of You. All right, this last one's kind of for everything.
Two, two, two.
Ooh, two, two, two. We're all
is
tied up.
Is it Final
up.
Jeopardy or just one more question?
There is a there's a bonus, but it won't be necessary today because you're all tied. So this is the winner. This former Louisville star... now leads the Utah Jazz.
Greg.
Greg.
Who is Donovan Mitchell?
Who is Donovan Mitchell? Ah. Correct. And his nickname is a common household insect was going to be the hint.
A lot of spider stuff for you today.
Yeah. What's that?
A lot of spider stuff
it's
for really, you today.
It's almost an existential question. Who is Donovan Mitchell?
Who is Donovan? Who is he? Bergman takes the point. You
yeah.
We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
All right.
Just for the hell of it. Donovan Mitchell in his fifth season now. Mm-hmm. How many career points has he scored closest without going over? So in 4-plus years, how many points has he scored closest without going over? BCAM, what do you think?
$1. I will say 4,223.
4,223. All right. Jorge?
4,000
even.
$1.
Bergman, you go $1?
$1.
You're handing it to Brian Kamenetsky. He scored 7,034.
Over.
That was yeah. way too low.
7,034 points. Yeah. So there is your...
I knew that as soon as I said it.
Who is
Donovan Mitchell?
So, well, BCAM, I thought it was nice to have you back.
That was good. Yeah. It was good. I mean, I'm apparently not good enough to come back tomorrow. But still, I mean, that's still good.
You were on the list.
Hey, it's a short list around here.
Hey, BCAM, okay, don't forget. Don't forget.
Nobody here.
Don't forget.
Don't
I want that T-shirt.
Don't vote for Lara.
You want an update?
Has Lara heard that?
I hope so.
She was in here a second ago.
She has.
Will she bring her back?
She's somewhere.
You want an update on the Twitter poll?
Update on the Twitter poll.
Debate between me and Venice Mace: is winning $1 million life-changing money or FU money? 79.7% say life-changing, not FU.
See, I... if you can't make $1 million last.
But that, you know, FU money is like, oh, my jet broke. Let me get another. Like, that's FU money. Or like, you know, here's $200,000 for it.
What's the number where it becomes FU money? If $1 million isn't FU money, what's the number where it becomes FU money?
I would say you're $15 million. You're talking FU money.
It takes that much. Yeah. I don't think it takes that much. Jorge, what do you think?
I was thinking 10, 15.
Yeah.
Right on
I think 5.
To where, because like where you literally don't worry about any kind of money at all. Like it just doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want with it and be completely obnoxious and do something with money that tells somebody to F off.
But no, but here's the thing. You don't have to spend your money that way. Like really smart people. I mean, very famously, Warren Buffett lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska for the last 100 years.
Right. I could be super rich. But really, really rich, do whatever I want, whatever. But still have to be, if I want to maintain my lifestyle, I can't just F you money.
Oh,
everything.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
Good. Yes, she's good.
Come on in. Come on. I want to talk to you for a second. Laura.
Someone I am not voting for because a child.
Laura from the afternoon show's here. Oh, doesn't have headphones. Grab a pair of headphones.
Yeah.
We got a minute here, and I wanted you to be part of a very special moment here on the show. So, Laura, very famously... last week on Friday, you were filling in for Jorge and you potted down little Maite, Jorge's 3-year-old daughter.
When she said Jorge,
said vote for Jorge,
Jorge.
How did that sound? How did that sound when she did it, Jorge? This was a lot.
Like that.
You cut her off.
Just yeah, with the name.
You cut her off.
Name.
So sad.
Yeah. So guess what she did?
She said something mean to me. It's okay.
Here it is.
Yeah.
No, for Lara.
That is so cute.
Isn't it cute?
Yes.
Another reason to vote for Jorge.
No, you. That's but I have said that. You vote for him once and you vote for me 4 times.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What did you say again?
Laura, I meant
to
tell
you. Is this like a Chicago election?
I saw you on the video board at SoFi yesterday.
Someone told me that.
You sent a tweet. Mm-hmm. Or was it a tweet or an Instagram post?
It was a tweet.
It was a tweet, and it showed up on the video board. And I'm like, hey, at unique, I forget what it is.
There, UNWEEQ underscore.
Laura's on the video board.
Hey, we got to go because you're not on the video board. We got to go.
Oh, we got to go. Yeah. All right.
That's another person that's on the video board. That's not
have a great
again.
Show. My favorite part of the Sedano and Cap show, Laura. Don't
vote for Laura.
Brian, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jorge, thank you. Bergman, thank you. We're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock sharp. Sedano and Cap coming up next, 710 ESPN.